So our first guest is Benvolio Montagu, cousin and great friend of Romeo, who was with him when he first met the woman with whom he was to die. Benvolio, warm welcome. Thank you, first of all, so much for joining us and agreeing to take part in this program. We do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. It's really good to be able to tell the story.
Well, thank you. I'm glad we were able to give you the opportunity. Now, you were, as I said, besides being his cousin, you were a great friend of Romeo's. I think to start us off, it would be really good to give our listeners an insight into Romeo. What kind of a guy was he?
He was the best, to put it simply. He was one of my best friends. You know, he was the kind of man who would do anything for you, go out of his way to help you, no questions asked. But, you know, he had his head in the clouds. He was an idealist. He was always dreaming, a dreamer. He was a big dreamer.
Right. Sounds like a lovely chap.
Yes, yes, he was. He really was. He was one of the best. It's such a shame.
Yeah. Now, the story, of course, is centered around Romeo and Juliet, but my understanding is that before he met Juliet, he was actually involved in a relationship with a woman called Rosaline. I think that's right.
Yes.
So
yes.
If you can give us some kind of background to that, what happened to that relationship?
If I understand it correctly, I'm pretty sure she shot him down.
Ah, right.
I think Romeo at the time, he jumped to some conclusion that there was some kind of romantic romance there, that he loved her, when really I think he was almost obsessed with the idea of loving her. And I don't think she had the same interests at all.
Right.
And she had also at the time taken a vow of chastity, so she really wanted nothing to do with him at all.
Okay, well, I think that, you know, for that clarifies a lot of the issues for us in terms of that relationship. Now, he met Romeo met Juliet, of course, as we do know, a fact that he met her at the Capulet's party, which you guys gatecrashed, if I'm not much mistaken. Now, bearing in mind the historical enmity between the Montagues and the Capulets, I have to ask you, why on earth you decided to go to that party and to gatecrash?
Because we wanted to, cheer Romeo up. I mean, it was my idea. I suggested it to him. We just wanted to. At this point, he was really destroyed and upset with being rejected from Rosalind, and it was my idea that if we took him, he would find someone else that would cheer him up and forget about her. And you know, we just wanted a good time. That's all we really wanted. We just wanted to have some fun, and it was just at the time, it just seemed like such a good idea.
And it seemed like such a good idea, in spite of the potential problems it could have caused and the friction between the two families.
I mean, when you say it like that, yes, in everything in hindsight seems that way. But at the time, we just wanted to cheer our friend up. That's all we wanted to do. And we weren't going with the idea to go for a fight or to cause tension. We just wanted to go to have fun. Yeah, we just didn't want there to be any kind of tension or beef between the two of us. And as well, I think the reason Romeo ended up deciding to come along was because when we saw the invitations, Rosalind's name was on there too.
Right.
So I think there was some kind of motive with Romeo in going, maybe to try and get her back almost. But we just wanted, a good time.
Okay. So take us through the events at the party. What actually happened?
Oh, well, so myself, Mercutio and Romeo all went, we all went together as a three. It was a mask costume party. So we got in really easily. And no, I mean, no one would recognize us. We had these separate masks on. And me and Mercutio, sort of, we were all together and we turned around one second and sort of Romeo was just nowhere to be seen, which was obviously a bit worrying at first with the situation that we were in. We didn't know what had happened to him. So we started searching for him, sort of worrying about what had happened, and we found him eventually. But it was, he had told me that he had met a girl, right. Which I was really happy for him with that. You know, that's one of the reasons why we went. But he then said a kind of crashing realization came to him when I think he said that one of the girls that he had met, one of the nurses, one of the maids had come along and identified this mysterious woman that Romeo fell for as a Capulet.
Right, so he had been talking to, let's get this right, he had met and been talking to Juliet without knowing that she was a Capulet.
He's completely oblivious. He just thought she was this just a stranger at a party, but here she is, you know, one of the heads of our family's enemies.
So what did he do then? What happened then?
I mean, he was devastated. And from what I understand, she was as well. I mean, it worked both ways. So we quickly, the party started to die down. So me and Mercutio started pulling Romeo sort of away. We wanted to leave. And then all of a sudden, he just sort of, he just tells us he'll sort of see us later. And he pops up, climbs and jumps over one of the walls of their estate.
Let's get the sequence of events here. So he'd met her, he'd found out that she was a Capulet, come over, he talked to you about it, and you had dragged, sounds like kind of dragged him out of the party at the end.
Yeah.
And instead of coming home with you, he abandoned you and
climbed over their estate walls, and we didn't see him again for the next day or so.
So he just completely disappeared for that evening.
Completely.
And you had no idea where, well, you knew where he'd gone because he'd obviously, as you say, he'd climbed over the wall of the Capulet's estate, but you had no idea what happened after that.
No.
So when did you see him again? When did you next see him?
The next time I saw him was when we got into an altercation with Tybalt.
Right, so this was the next day, and you guys, and how did that happen? What happened? How did you get into that altercation?
Well, from what I understand from hearing other sources is that from when Tybalt, we thought we'd been so clever, but Tybalt had seen through our disguises and knew we were
all at the party.
At the party, yes,
right.
Seen
okay,
through us. So from the get-go, Tybalt wasn't happy with any of us, but in particular Romeo, because right. I think he knew who he was talking to. So we were. Tybalt comes out of nowhere and starts shouting at us and berating us and saying how he wants to challenge Romeo to a duel. And then Romeo appears, and this is the first time we've seen him.
Uh-huh.
And obviously he doesn't want to fight. I mean, Romeo's a caring and loving guy anyway. He's not violent at all. Out of all of us, he never wanted to take part in any of that.
Right.
But even more so, because after the fact, I now know that at this point they had married each other. He really... Right. Didn't want to fight Thibault at all, now with the family connection involved as well. So Mercutio stepped in to almost save Romeo, and they started fighting each other, and then it got more, they drew their swords and it got more intense and aggressive on both sides, and Romeo was trying to separate the two of them to make them stop, you know, because he didn't want any of this. But in doing so, I don't really know what happened, but in doing so, Thibault stabbed and killed Mercutio. And then in anger, I guess, I don't really know how else to describe it, Romeo killed Thibault.
Right. So we've got, well, we could say multiple tragedies within this story. But I think, you know, what the revelation for us all there is that, in fact, when you saw Romeo, the first time you saw Romeo after the party, he had actually already married Juliet.
Yes, yeah. And I didn't know that, you know, with everything, you know, with everything going on.
Yeah.
He didn't even have time to tell me. And I was his best friend. And I didn't even know. I didn't even know they got married. Right. Until, and the first time I had seen him, and when he killed Thibault, I told him to run, and that was it, and that was the last time, because he would have been killed if he had stayed, and then I told him to run, and that was the last time I saw him, my best friend, and I didn't even get to say goodbye,
because of course. After that fight and after him killing Thibault, the prince really had no option, given his previous proclamation that anyone in the future found fighting between the two families would be banished. He really had no option, of course, but to banish Romeo.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know what else to say to Romeo except to run. It just got way out of hand.
Yeah, they clearly did. Yeah.
There was nothing. Yeah.
But of course, that makes an awful lot of sense now to know that Romeo being married to Juliet when he saw Thibault and Mercutio squaring up with each other, mm-hmm. he would, of course, particularly now that he's a member of the family, I mean, you know, kind of joined in familial yeah. terms, that he would want to stop the fight. And by virtue of him trying to stop the fight, he really led to Mercutio's death because of getting in the way.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
he was just trying to do what he thought was best.
Sure, yeah,
and it ended in both their lives, like you said, two tragedies.
I mean, I think, you know, the worst, saddest thing about this whole story is the more that we discover about it, as we are doing now, the sadder it gets. And so many people have suffered as a result of it.
Yeah.
So I don't know, Benvolio, if you look back now over those events of those few days, if you could go back and do anything differently, what would that be?
Ever since his death, I've thought, you know, what could I have done if I could go back and do it again? It's mm-hmm. been always on my mind, and it would. And hindsight is one thing, but it's just, we just wouldn't have gone to the party. You know, I trace it all back in my head, and me suggesting that we go, you know, I see it as my fault, because if we hadn't gone, he wouldn't have met her. And I was just trying to cheer my friend up. I was just trying to make it, I was trying to make him happy. It's just, we just wouldn't have gone.
Yeah. Well, as you say, you know, hindsight's a great thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So knowing all of that, having experienced all of that, do you have a message now for the families, your two families, the Montagues and the Capulets, to take them into the future?
I mean, to both. We've just got to stop this. This feud that we've had, it's cost us so much. And I mean, I don't even know what it's about. I don't even know why we fight. We just, I've grown up and we just did. And it's just so pointless and meaningless. It's just, it needs to stop now. And I'm not saying we need to be friends, but it just needs to stop.
It surely does. And on that note, I'd like, on behalf of all my team here, and of course, on behalf of all the listeners, to thank you so much for being willing to share your thoughts with us and to share your grief with us, because I can see only too well how much affected you have been by the death of your great friend and cousin, Romeo.
Thank you.
Benvolio, thank you so much.